听力课堂，听 class.com。
听力考试马上开始，请戴上耳机。录音开头有一段试听声音，约一分半钟。听力考试将在试音结束后正式开始。现在开始试音。
In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D.And decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Example. You will hear, When shall we start our work, Jane?
Tomorrow at 9 o'clock. But we must work quickly, for we have to finish everything before 2 in the afternoon.
For how long can they work? You will read, A, 2 hours.B, 3 hours. C, 4 hours. D, 5 hours. From the conversation, we know that the two are talking about some work they will start at 9 o'clock in the morning and have to finish by 2 in the afternoon. Therefore, D, 5 hours, is the correct answer. You should choose D on the answer sheet and mark it with a single line through the center.
试音结束。在听力考试开始前，请考生看一下试题册封面上的试卷代号，并在题卡2上试卷类型一栏相应的字母上划线。如果你做的是 A 卷，划在字母 A 上；如果你做的是 B 卷，划在字母 B 上。划错或不划的话，将被判为零分，责任由考生自负。听力考试现在开始。
College English Test, Band 6, Part 3, Listening Comprehension.
Section A, Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question,There will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Now, let's begin with the 8 short conversations.
Question 11.Jim, you're on the net again? When are you going to get off? It's time for the talk show.
Just a minute, dear. I'm looking at a new jewelry site. I want to make sure I get the right gift for Mum's birthday.
What is the man doing right now? Question 12. I've never seen you have such confidence before an exam.
It's more than confidence. Right now, I feel that if I get less than an A, it'll be the fault of the exam itself.
What does the man mean?Question 13. Just look at this newspaper. Nothing but murder, death, and war. Do you still believe people are basically good?
Of course I do. But newspapers hardly ever report stories about peace and generosity. They are not news.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 14. Tom must be joking when he said he plans to sell his shop and go to medical school.
You're quite right. He's just kidding. He's also told me time and time again he wished he'd studied for some profession instead of going into business.
What will Tom probably do according to the conversation?
Question 15. I hear your boss has a real good impression of you, and he's thinking about giving you 2 more days off each month.
I hope not. I'd rather get more work hours so I can get enough bucks to help out my 2 kids at college.
What does the man truly want?
Question 16. I heard you took a trip to Mexico last month. How did you like it?
Oh, I got sick and tired of hotels and hotel food. So now I understand the saying, East, West, home's best.
What does the woman mean?
Question 17. I'm worried about Anna. She's really been depressed lately. All she does is stay in her room all day.
That sounds serious. She'd better see a psychiatrist at the counseling center.
What does the man suggest Anna do?
Question 18. I could hardly recognize Sam after he got that new job. He's always in a suit and tie now.
Yeah, he was never like that at college. Back then, he went around in old t-shirts and jeans.
What do the speakers say about Sam?
Now you'll hear the 2 long conversations. Conversation 1.
Hi, Anne. Welcome back. How was your trip to the States?
Very busy. I had a lot of meetings, so, of course, I didn't have much time to see New York.
What a pity. Actually, I have a trip there myself next week.
Do you? Then take my advice. Do the Well-Being in the Air program. It really works.
Oh, I read about that in a magazine. You say it works?
Yes. I did the program on the flight to the States, and when I arrived in New York, I didn't have any problem. No jet lag at all. On the way back, I didn't do it, and I felt terrible.
You're joking.
Not at all. It really made a lot of difference.
So, what did you do?
Well, I didn't drink any alcohol or coffee, and I didn't eat any meat or rich food. I drank a lot of water and fruit juice, and I ate the meals on the well-being menu. They're lighter. They have fish, vegetables, and noodles, for example. And I did some of the exercises in the program.
Exercises? On a plane?
Yes. I didn't do many, of course. There isn't much space on a plane.
How many passengers did the exercises?
Not many.
And how much champagne did they drink?
A lot. It was more popular than mineral water.
So, basically, it's a choice. Mineral water and exercises, or champagne and jet lag.
That's right. It's a difficult choice.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. Why did the woman go to New York? Question 20. What does the woman say about the Well-Being in the Air program? Question 21. What did the woman do to follow the Well-Being menu? Question 22. What did the woman say about other passengers? Conversation 2.
Morning. Can I help you?
Well, I'm not really sure. I'm just looking.
I see. Well, there's plenty to look at again this year. I'm sure you'd have to walk miles to see each stand.
That's true.
Would you like a coffee? Come and sit down for a minute. No obligation.
Well, that's very kind of you, but...
Now, please. Is this the first year you've been to the fair, Mr...
Yes, Johnson. James Johnson.
My name's Susan Carter. Are you looking for anything in particular, or are you just interested in computers in general?
Well, actually, I have some specific jobs in mind. I own a small company, and we've grown quite dramatically over the past 12 months, and we really need some technological help to enable us to keep on top of everything.
What's your line of business, Mr. Johnson?
We're a training consultancy.
I see. And what do you need to keep on top?
The first thing is correspondence. We have a lot of standard letters and forms, so I suppose we need some kind of word processor.
Right. Well, that's no problem. But it may be possible for you to get a system that does a lot of other things in addition to word processing. What might suit you is the MR5000. That's it over there. It's IBM compatible.
What about the price?
Well, the MR5000 costs £1,050. Software comes free with the hardware.
Well, I'll think about it. Thank you.
Here's my card. Please feel free to contact me. Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 23. Where did the conversation take place? Question 24. What are the speakers talking about? Question 25. What is the man's line of business? Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then, mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. The new year always brings with it a cultural tradition of new possibilities. We see it as a chance for renewal. We begin to dream of new possible selves. We design our ideal self, or an image that is quite different from what we are now. For some of us, we roll that dreamy film in our heads just because it's the beginning of a new year. But we aren't serious about making changes. We just make some half-hearted resolution and it evaporates after a week or two. The experience makes us feel less successful and leads us to discount our ability to change in the future. It's not that change is impossible, but that it won't last unless our resolutions are supported with plans for implementation. We have to make our intentions manageable by detailing the specific steps that will carry us to our goal. Say your goal is to lose weight by dieting and cutting out sweets. But one night you just have to have a cookie, and you know there is a bag of your favorites in the cupboard. You want one, you eat two, you check the bag and find out you've just shot 132 calories. You say to yourself, "What the hell?" and polish off the whole bag. Then you begin to draw all kinds of unpleasant conclusions about yourself. To protect your sense of self, you begin to discount the goal. You may think, "Well, dieting wasn't that important to me, and I won't make it anyhow." So you abandon the goal and return to your bad habits.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 26. What do people usually wish to do at the beginning of a new year? Question 27. How can people turn their New Year's resolutions into reality? Question 28. Why does the speaker mention the example of sweets and cookies? Passage 2. 25 years ago, Ray Anderson, a single parent with a one-year-old son, witnessed a terrible accident which took place when the driver of a truck ran a red light and collided with the car of Sandra Jenkins. The impact of the collision killed Sandra instantly, but her three-month-old daughter was left trapped in the burning car. While others looked on in horror, Anderson jumped out of his vehicle and crawled into the car through the shattered rear window to try to free the infant. Seconds later, the car was enclosed in flames. But, to everyone's amazement, Anderson was able to pull the baby to safety. While the baby was all right, Anderson was seriously injured. 2 days later, he died. But his heroic act was published widely in the media. His son was soon adopted by relatives. The most remarkable part of this story unfolded only last week. Karen and her boyfriend Michael were looking through some old boxes when they came across some old newspaper clippings. "This is me when I was a newborn baby. I was rescued from a burning car, but my mother died in the accident," explained Karen. Although Michael knew Karen's mother had died years earlier, he never fully understood the circumstances until he skimmed over the newspaper article. To Karen's surprise, Michael was absorbed in the details of the accident, and he began to cry uncontrollably. Then he revealed that the man that pulled Karen from the flames was the father he never knew. The two embraced and shed many tears, recounting stories told to them about their parents.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 29. What happened 25 years ago? Question 30. What does the speaker say about Michael's father? Question 31. Why did Michael cry uncontrollably when he skimmed over the newspaper article? Passage 3. Americans suffer from an overdose of work. Regardless of who they are or what they do, Americans spend more time at work than at any time since World War II. In 1950, the U.S. had fewer working hours than any other industrialized country. Today, it exceeds every country but Japan, where industrial employees log 2,155 hours a year, compared with 1,951 in the U.S. and 1,603 in the former West Germany. Between 1969 and 1989, employed Americans added an average of 138 hours to their yearly work schedules. The work week has remained at about 40 hours, but people are working more weeks each year. Specifically, paid time off, holidays, vacations, sick leave, shrank by 15% in the 1980s. As corporations have experienced stiffer competition and slower growth in productivity, they have pressed employees to work longer. Cost-cutting layoffs in the 1980s reduced the professional and managerial ranks, leaving fewer people to get the job done. In lower paid occupations, where wages have been reduced, workers have added hours in overtime or extra jobs to preserve their living standard. The government estimates that more than 7 million people hold a second job. For the first time, large numbers of people say they want to cut back on working hours, even if it means earning less money. But most employers are unwilling to let them do so. The government, which has stepped back from its traditional role as a regulator of work time, should take steps to make shorter hours possible.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 32. In which country do industrial employees work the longest hours? Question 33. How do employed Americans manage to work more hours? Question 34. Why do corporations press their employees to work longer hours, according to the speaker? Question 35. What does the speaker say many Americans prefer to do?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now, listen to the passage.
Nursing, as a typically female profession, must deal constantly with the false impression that nurses are there to wait on the physician. As nurses, we are licensed to provide nursing care only. We do not have any legal or moral obligation to any physician. We provide health teaching, assess physical as well as emotional problems, coordinate patient-related services, and make all of our nursing decisions based upon what is best or suitable for the patient. If, in any circumstance, we feel that a physician's order is inappropriate or unsafe, we have a legal responsibility to question that order or refuse to carry it out. Nursing is not a 9-to-5 job with every weekend off. All nurses are aware of that before they enter the profession. The emotional and physical stress, however, that occurs due to odd working hours is a prime reason for a lot of the career dissatisfaction. It is sometimes required that we work overtime and that we change shifts 4 or 5 times a month. That disturbs our personal lives, disrupts our sleeping and eating habits, and isolates us from everything except job-related friends and activities. The quality of nursing care is being affected dramatically by these situations. Most hospitals are now staffed by new graduates, as experienced nurses finally give up trying to change the system. Consumers of medically related services have evidently not been affected enough yet to demand changes in our medical system. But if trends continue as predicted, they will find that most critical hospital care will be provided by new, inexperienced, and sometimes inadequately trained nurses.
Now the passage will be read again. Nursing, as a typically female profession, must deal constantly with the false impression that nurses are there to wait on the physician. As nurses, we are licensed to provide nursing care only. We do not have any legal or moral obligation to any physician. We provide health teaching, assess physical as well as emotional problems, coordinate patient-related services, and make all of our nursing decisions based upon what is best or suitable for the patient. If, in any circumstance, we feel that a physician's order is inappropriate or unsafe, we have a legal responsibility to question that order or refuse to carry it out. Nursing is not a 9-to-5 job with every weekend off. All nurses are aware of that before they enter the profession. The emotional and physical stress, however, that occurs due to odd working hours is a prime reason for a lot of the career dissatisfaction. It is sometimes required that we work overtime and that we change shifts 4 or 5 times a month. That disturbs our personal lives, disrupts our sleeping and eating habits, and isolates us from everything except job-related friends and activities. The quality of nursing care is being affected dramatically by these situations. Most hospitals are now staffed by new graduates, as experienced nurses finally give up trying to change the system. Consumers of medically related services have evidently not been affected enough yet to demand changes in our medical system. But if trends continue as predicted, they will find that most critical hospital care will be provided by new, inexperienced, and sometimes inadequately trained nurses.
Now the passage will be read for the third time. Nursing, as a typically female profession, must deal constantly with the false impression that nurses are there to wait on the physician. As nurses, we are licensed to provide nursing care only. We do not have any legal or moral obligation to any physician. We provide health teaching, assess physical as well as emotional problems, coordinate patient-related services, and make all of our nursing decisions based upon what is best or suitable for the patient. If, in any circumstance, we feel that a physician's order is inappropriate or unsafe, we have a legal responsibility to question that order or refuse to carry it out. Nursing is not a 9-to-5 job with every weekend off. All nurses are aware of that before they enter the profession. The emotional and physical stress, however, that occurs due to odd working hours is a prime reason for a lot of the career dissatisfaction. It is sometimes required that we work overtime and that we change shifts 4 or 5 times a month. That disturbs our personal lives, disrupts our sleeping and eating habits, and isolates us from everything except job-related friends and activities. The quality of nursing care is being affected dramatically by these situations. Most hospitals are now staffed by new graduates, as experienced nurses finally give up trying to change the system. Consumers of medically related services have evidently not been affected enough yet to demand changes in our medical system. But if trends continue as predicted, they will find that most critical hospital care will be provided by new, inexperienced, and sometimes inadequately trained nurses.
This is the end of listening comprehension.
现在听力考试结束，请考生再次核查是否已填写试卷类型。请取下耳机，开始第四部分的答题。